We are the 99%. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
And Monday night. How's it going, everyone?
Of course, he's the big dog.
And you are the scorekeeper.
Woohoo! What is up, big dog? I want to brag about our new button. We haven't used it a lot.
We regret to inform you that you're shit out of luck.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are here on Saturday Morning Extravaganza Sports Talk with the guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks, on Saturday.
That's right.
Of course, we kick off the four-hour block of sports, ladies and gentlemen. There is no one, nothing like this on radio anywhere. We wake you up, and then the couch potato, when we wake him up, brings it home, ladies and gentlemen. 4 hours of sports on Saturday morning. It just doesn't get much better than that, big dog.
No, it does not.
And, of course, let's see, what should I don't know if I really have anything. Maybe I'll just go classic. But this one will be, no, wait a minute. I don't want to, I got to choose one right. Let's do this one. See if it works. Nah. Well, maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the big dog came into this world. What was it? Some years ago? We'll just say a little more than four decades ago.
46 years ago, I have no problem counting
how old I am. All right, the big dog is 46. Let's do this one for him instead. Because that was playing about his time. He actually flipped me up. Doo-a-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Happy birthday, big dog, today. Well, he does. He does.
Yeah.
He does. Happy birthday, big dog. That's just for you, big dog. Good morning and happy birthday, pal. How you doing, baby? How you doing, sir?
Doing very well, doing very well.
Sorry, you got a little emotional there, big dog. There's a genuine smile on his face on that one. The words just slip out of my mouth, and I apologize. I think all the girls are going to file sexual harassment against me eventually. That's the first thing. Hey, how you doing, baby?
Member has to be unwanted.
What?
It has to be unwanted. Sexual harassment has to be unwanted before they can file it.
I'm not going to have a management meeting on sexual harassment on air. I'm not. But I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the way I speak. You know, I do use the word sweetheart. I do use the word baby. But I generally refer to men. Well, you with your Daisy Dukes, dude. It's just absolutely frightening.
I know, yeah.
It's right. Just frightening.
Especially when I wear them backwards.
Woohoo!
So I'm really happy.
I gotta admit, I haven't seen that. So that's all good. Thank God.
Can you stand up?
No, it's okay. No. Because I'm still debating bringing in video here one of these days, and we've got to prepare for having video here. So one day, all I gotta do is hook up the computer and put Ustream on. That's it.
Yeah.
But it's better that I don't know. There have been times, thank God, that we haven't had video.
Oh, very, very true.
Oh my goodness! But ladies and gentlemen, there was video yesterday, and it was unbelievable what happened to the Dodgers of Los Angeles. They were no hit, ladies and gentlemen, by six pitchers, which tied a major league record. The Yankees were also no hit by the Houston assholes back in, I think it was 2003.
Really?
Yeah, by six pitchers. So they tied them in the. The Marineros tied a major league record of the Astros. And the Dodgers got no hit yesterday. What was the final score there, big dog? Like it mattered?
I don't know, 6-0?
Yeah, the best team in baseball got no hit by one of the worst teams.
It happens.
On so any given
one
Sunday?
1-0.
1-0? 1-0? Oh, my gosh, Bigota. You know. what's that?
Oh, my gosh,
Bigota. Yes, that's a little bit of Scottish combined with
the... Is that the Scottish coming in mixing with the Mexican? Or?
Yes. Oh, mi gosh, mi gora. Had I put in a ojalá, oh, mi gosh, mi gora, it would have been Moorish, as a matter of fact. You know, the phrase in Spanish, ojalá, has Moorish backgrounds from the word literally, if Allah wills it.
No.
Yeah, if all these dumb Catholics in Mexico knew what that meant, they wouldn't be using ojalá.
Now, as you said, the Dodgers, even with the loss, the Dodgers still are the best team in baseball, which surprises me.
Yeah, and those dumb idiots in Mexico still use Ojalá.
And do you know who the second best team is?
Oh, Baltimore.
No.
Oh, who?
Baltimore is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Baltimore is the 10th best team in baseball right now.
Say who? Really? Oh, don't tell me the Angels are the second best.
Oh, no.
God.
Little down here, little.
Wasn't about to tolerate that one.
The Dodgers, and then it is the Washington Nationals.
Oh, what a shock.
Then it is the Texas Rangers, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Atlanta Braves top out the top five.
Wow.
In baseball.
That's impressive, big dog.
And, of course, number seven, your very own Yankees. After all the talk, all the doom and dismay that everybody's been talking about, you guys are still the seventh best team in baseball right now.
And I understand Hiroki Kuroda is actually pitching very well. And I was very happy the Yankees picked him up, but, you know. And apparently they solved the problem. Dude, pitch inside! And all of a sudden, it's like last three starts have been really impressive.
Yep, you guys are a half game out now.
Yeah. Wow. And who's in first place? Tampa Bay?
Yes.
We kicked their butt last week.
You guys are, in your last 10 games, you are 6-4, and the Tampa Bay Rays are 4-6.
Oh, yeah, that's how you gain when the other team loses. And when you dealt them some losses as well, that's good. Gosh, there's a lot of dust in here, Big Dog. I apologize.
Okay.
I also shave, Big Dog, because I got to get this place in order, and I am just stressed out beyond people ever knowing. Oh! Whoa! Wait a minute! Oh, speaking of being stressed out, oh my God! I can't believe it! Wait! Are you ready?
What?
Big Dog, are you ready?
I'm born ready.
I know you are.
And here he comes over that ridge. He's got horse. He's got Nell trailing behind. Where is he heading? He's heading to the Belmont. He's trying to take the place of the horse that got scratched.
Good morning, Timmy. Oh, Tim.
I'll have another.
Yes, I was surprised.
There will be no Triple Crown champion yet again for the last 35 years now.
Yes, the Big Dog and I will be filing a class action lawsuit, as will Sonny Clark, because we picked I'll Have Another, remember? So
This
is like two out of the last 4 years, Big Dog. We get the Kentucky Derby. Actually, in 2009, the Big Dog and I got one and two.
Yep.
And we are no richer for the wear.
Yeah, exactly. As you know, I'll Have Another won the Kentucky Derby, turned around and won the Preakness, with Stirring Stretch Drive, and was a 4-5 favorite to win the Belmont to become only the 12th horse from the first since 1978.
Wow.
Instead, it becomes the 12th horse since Affirmed, the last Triple Crown champion, to win the first two legs, but not the Belmont.
Yeah, the Belmont is an evil race.
Yeah, the scratch marks the first time since Bold Venture in 1936 that the Derby and Preakness winner did not run in the Belmont. Burgoob King skipped the race in 32. And what it was is trainer Doug O'Neill said I'll Have Another has a swollen left tendon, which, of course, is the onset of the beginning of tendonitis for the horse, which could have taken up to 6 months to treat. So the horse has been retired. That is it. I'll Have Another is done.
That is new. That I did not know. Wow.
So he was pulled out, he was scratched, and then retired because of the swollen tendon. They said he had a good pre-run on the track, did very well, and then they noticed when they were back in the stables that his front legs was losing its structure, I guess. They could tell the swellingness had come in. So they called in one of the horse doctors, like an MRI.
An MRI.
Yeah, and that's when they noticed the tendonitis, that it was beginning, and they said that he would have been out at least 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
So they said instead of doing that and having them come back, they just have them retire on a high note. And once again, no Triple Crown winner.
Wow. And speaking of never getting it right, no Triple Crown winner is here as well. I was absent of the switchboard, and we do have a caller who's been on hold for 5 minutes and 35 seconds, which they're probably saying, oh, no, dude, it feels like a lot longer. Don't forget, I don't know. We're going to find out, Big Don.
Who's 245 pounds?
245 pounds?
Check the chat room.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Tim says 245 pounds.
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about you being your birthday today, Big Dog. But before we get to 6 minutes,
I know I'm not 245.
We're going to bring our caller in. And caller, don't forget to let us know where you are and where you hail from. You are live on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yeah, we'll shut up eventually. Go ahead.
I'm sure the accent will give it away. I called in to say happy birthday to my mate, Big Dog.
Oh,
what's
yes.
up, AJ? How's it going? Thank you very much. How you doing?
No worries. Hey, all good. Freezing my... I'm cold. I just saw a brass monkey looking for a welder.
Saw a brass monkey looking for a welder? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in Australia, when it's cold, they say it's so cold it'll freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
Oh, okay.
But we know that doesn't apply to you, AJ, because you have the balls of a gorilla, not a monkey.
Okay, I'll accept that. That's a good one. So,
AJ, July 10th, baby, joke night.
July 10th, yeah, no worries, too easy. Hey, I heard you was talking about the Kentucky Derby and horses and all the rest of it. If you get time while you're on the show, Google Black Caviar. That's a horse out of Australia that's taken the world by storm. It's undefeated in about 16 starts, and I think it's just flown to England to take part in a race over there, and if it wins that, it'll probably be called the best sprinter in the world.
Oh, wow. See, all the good things come out of Australia.
Yeah, horses. We got some good horses. Australia and New Zealand bloodlines are pretty good within the horse and industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all over the place.
Country to run around.
Yeah. No, it is. It's all over the place. And we have a Sydney Morning Herald article which says, Black Caviar ready to lick him at Royal Ascot.
Yep, that's the one. He went over there to race. He could have earned more money by staying here, but he's won that much money now that he's just after the prestige of winning as many Group 1 races as he can.
Wow. That is cool.
Very impressive.
Caviar is an undefeated Australian thoroughbred racehorse, considered to be the best sprinter in the world, having been named WTRR World Champion Sprinter in 2010. Wow. That's good stuff, AJ. As always, the man from down under always educates us when we miss it.
And Tim says that they say the same thing when it's that cold also in Canada.
Well,
we speak proper English and we know what's going on. We're advanced Canadians, Australians, and then the rest of the world.
Yeah, Botany Bay, folks. That's all good, baby.
Botany Bay, okay, fair enough. Just
say
so, convict.
Let me tell you, a Big Dog whispered that one.
Okay.
No, it's all good. Hey, how are the Cubs doing? The Big Dog, see, the Big Dog's full of piss and vinegar this morning.
No, I didn't know they were doing that.
I'm not into talking about the Cubs. At least we didn't make it to the playoffs and bomb.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the Cubs are going to be able to pick it up. But, AJ, hey, what's going on in the line of Down Under? Do we have any major events going on in cricket and rugby?
Yeah, Rugby League, the State of Origin, when I called last week, I told you that Game 1 had been won by Queensland. Game 2 is on Wednesday night coming. That's like our big representative. It's like the All-Star baseball game, I guess, except they try.
All right, good stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Straight
what
over
are we
your
looking
head?
At
okay.
on the calendar there, AJ? Hey, do you have to go in to work today, AJ?
I'm at work now. I've got to leave in about 10 minutes, so I thought I'd call you now.
Oh, hey, how's the new shift going, baby? Now you're working a full shift. Pretty cool, having regular hours?
Yeah, it's what's really cool about it is every Friday and Saturday night, tonight being Saturday night, I do what they call standby, is I hang out in the city, and if the buses get too full, then I take a load out. But the best part about it is I hang out in the city and watch drunken people fall over and vomit and girls flirting with everything that moves, and it's great time. I'm going to buy a new phone so I can take photos and post them onto Twitter, and because I do updates on Twitter about what. Last night I watched some drunken fool try and fight with a cop. But I guess you won that one.
The cop. Oh, let me see. Wait. Drunken fool versus cop. Let me think. The cop.
Yes. Yes. If you need to know, there's Wales is in Australia at the moment playing rugby union against Australia, and Australia's ranked top three. Wales is about 8, 9, or 10 ranked in the world, and they beat us in the first game, and just tonight, about 2 hours ago, we won the second game. So if we'd have lost that, we would have hung our heads in shame. Well, rugby union anyway, I don't really like that sport, but I thought I'd throw the international flavour in there.
Yep, of course.
As always. Well, wait a minute. We are international because of AJ.
That's right. So are you guys gearing up for the Olympics? Are you guys getting ready for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I dig that. We've got to try and work something out. I'd like to do some commentary with either yous or even my mates from Australia, commentate on some sports that don't get recognized too often. I think that would be cool.
You know what? Actually, AJ, you're on to something big time. We could get all the people from all the different nations that we know. I was going to say worlds. Sorry. From all the different nations, that we could actually do some awesome coverage, dude.
Absolutely.
AJ, Bloke Talk Radio, every Wednesday morning here on NDB Media. I got to tell you, at 3:30 a.m. Pacific time, wow, these guys are dangerous. I mean, we're dangerous, but we're just stupid compared to them. They're dangerous.
Now, we had some good time. We talked some zombies last week. Obviously, that's the talking point around the world at the moment.
Yeah, well, apparently...
Florida going nuts with bath salts. That's good fun, mate.
Yeah, in Florida there was a zombie, and apparently in Maryland is the other zombie, right?
Cool.
Yeah, that these guys are eating other people. Hey, big dog, look at the computer. Not at me, big dog, please.
There was another bloke in Florida that dressed himself up to look like a zombie and pretended to eat someone else, and he got shot at.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
I did not know that.
That's hilarious. What'd you get, dumbass?
That's a Tuesday Night in America segment. Oh, my God.
Yeah, only in Florida. I've got an X-rated story out of Florida. I'll try and keep it clean. There was a female meth head that sat in the middle of a freeway in just outside Miami. She was dressed from the waist up, and she sat in the middle of the freeway playing games with herself, and she caused a traffic jam.
Wow, that must have been one bang-up job there, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. AJ,
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but every time we do news stories, I always look for one from Mexico just to keep the flavor Noriega.
Oh, you're sweet. Do you have one?
last week we had someone in Mexico City they had some ritual thing where you're all supposed to shut your eyes, and the mother of a 5-year-old tore his eyes out because he wouldn't close his eyes while they're doing a ritual.
That's not good.
No, that is not good, and that's only in Mexico stuff. That doesn't happen in America. Oh, no, wait, actually it does. Wow, yeah, that's sad. That is really sad, and I do apologize. Yeesh, that's horrible. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, AJ's already gunning for July 10th, joke night. I'm just going to hand AJ the reins for joke night. Could you imagine? Actually, I did one night already, right, AJ?
Yeah, that was a good night.
A
few months ago, but yeah, I remember it. It was good fun. So July 10th, I'll definitely be there. Because with this new shift, I'm, like as you know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning over there, so I'm at work. So when you do joke night, well, it's about 7 o'clock your time. That's midday my time, so I'm definitely awake. So that's good. Any podcast you want to do, even with the Olympics when they come up, if you do anything prime time in America time slot, I'm around for them.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to happen, and who knows, maybe we might actually have coffee. Oh, my God, coffee's in the chat room. Maybe we'll actually have coffee join us for that one. I'll get to catch them all.
I wouldn't mind getting Tim on the line, too. I'd like to do something Australian-Canadian with Tim if the opportunity arises.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what I was implying when I said that we have some from other nations as well. And then we have someone from the Great Republic of Texas as well in the chat room, but we'll get to them in a moment.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to let this go. I just thought I'd call in and touch up base and say happy birthday to my mate, and I'll talk to you again about this time next week.
Oh, hell yeah, AJ. Always, always have a spot for you. Thanks, hey. AJ. That is AJ Maggot from the land down under. He makes us international, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Have fun driving those drunk people around.
Yeah, got to get the pictures, AJ.
And a big g'day to everyone that's listening, Tim, Sonny, I don't know if Marlene's around, whoever else is around, how you all doing, and I'll catch you next week.
Take
it easy, boys.
We will tell Darlene about that. So really good. Obviously a thrill every time AJ calls us. I tell you, big dog, happy birthday again, big dog. You're the happy
you,
dog today.
I think he's still there.
Yes, he's still there. Harass him.
I can't harass AJ. I like AJ.
Okay, AJ's gone now.
Now
he's gone.
Screw you, AJ.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to welcome the man, the myth, the one who is. He's right in the chat room. We're just going to go to it right now because I love doing this. I know I should record it, but I don't. I bet you he was wondering if I was going to do the intro or not. His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, he is. The hardest working man is Force. Whoops. I coughed. I just sounded like Horse going to the Yvette. Sorry. I guess that was a Wrangler story, huh? Wranglers won. They kicked their butt. Man, I was so tired in the last 5 minutes. I think I was falling asleep. Oh, my God. It was bad. I know there was one point where Couch Potato said, scorekeeper. Oh, huh? What? What? That was bad. I'm like, oh, I lost my feed. And now Couch Potato's like, oh, shit, falling asleep.
Of course, we do want to wish Tim very speedy recovery.
What happened? Did he break the other arm this time?
No, he had surgery last week.
I did not know, Timmy. Yeah. What's wrong?
He says he's back and almost fully conscious. He had his MCL rebuilt a week or so ago. And anesthesia didn't blend well with him, so that's why he wasn't here last week.
Oh, my God, Timmy. I'm so sorry that your wife broke your MCL.
And he says it is his right leg, and that he can't even put his best foot forward yet.
That's good. So he's a righty then, huh?
I guess. Wow. His days as a champion line dancer are finished.
I bet.
I said he can't even do the hokey pokey.
Does he know what the hokey pokey is? Just because he's white doesn't mean he knows what the hokey pokey is.
Oh, he's white. No, he knows the hokey pokey and the chicken dance. That's all white people. It's inbred. It's in the genetic structure.
Even those from the crown? He is a subject of the crown. Canada is still part of the monarchy.
I was going to think of a joke right now.
Well, you should have gone with it. Oh, but that's what I mean. They're servants of the crown. They use God save the queen, all that stuff.
Behind closed doors, even the royals, they do the chicken dance. You see Prince Charles. There's a YouTube video of Prince Charles doing the chicken dance.
Rumor has it that he does, yeah. Wow, okay. The video on What's-Her-Face hasn't gotten out yet, though. The Queen Mum. Oh, no, she's dead. Sorry, the Queen. I haven't seen that one
yet. I'd rather see video of What's-Her-Face, the new one.
No, the sister-in-law.
Well, her too.
Yeah.
Sister and her. That would be great.
Talk about a royal event. I'd see those blue buds. Buds. Yes.
God, we're so long into this program, we still haven't done any sports,
yeah.
I guess, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, we did. We talked about, I'll have another.
I could worship that Kate Middleton chick,
that's
though.
Right.
Well done, Timmy. Chick. Get it? So those Canadians actually do, those knuckleheads actually do have a sense of humor.
Tim says, no hokey pokey, big dog. No pokey of any kind happening.
I'd walk a...
You put her on top.
I'd walk a
there.
Mile for a vertical smile. Way to go, Couch Potato. Wow. Well, we got two stories in. One of them was about the Dodgers getting no hit, and the other one was about the racehorse who's dead.
Not dead.
Well, retired. Almost the same.
No, because then they put him out to stud.
Yeah. I remember the line from Star Trek V, you know, when Kirk sees Cord, he says, I hope when they put me out to pasture, you know, they don't treat me the same. Yeah, so I get it. Okay, I get it. I really do. Newspaper. Where the hell is my editorial staff?
I don't know, but did you hear or did you read or
yeah.
So on and so forth?
Yeah, go on.
The Angels, since, of course, the interleague play will be happening starting Monday.
And I thought it started Friday.
Oh, okay, it starts Friday. But for
that's
them,
why the Marineros kicked the crap out of the the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I don't think the Angels are there yet. The Angels.
Okay, that's possible.
Let me see who the Angels played yesterday. I swear to God.
Dodgers hitless in Seattle. And tonight,
okay,
the Stanley Cup Final, Keith,
yes,
versus New Jersey.
You know what? It pisses me off to no end.
That they lost at home.
No, it's okay.
Not on primetime again?
No, it is on primetime. The two L.A. games were on the damn Versus channel that only 2% of America has,
oh,
and I'm not one of those damn 2%.
You should have come over to my house.
It's too far away.
Oh, it is now. How big? I miss you.
And but now that they're back in New Jersey, oh, it's on Channel 4 again. It's on NBC. Bastards.
I'm sorry, big dog. What the hell was that?
Bastards.
Oh, okay. I was losing my hearing in my right ear. I actually am. I'm having a lot of trouble. I'm talking to people on the phone. They're saying something. I'm like, I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. What happened? I heard a noise. Yeah, I shifted you to my other ear. That's all I need is a radio DJ that can hear. Well, that's why I got kicked upstairs.
You know, the Kings are playing great hockey. They are undefeated on the road. And I think if they do win tonight, they will be the only team in the NHL to ever do that, to not lose on the road at all in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know that Tim and Coffee will correct us on that if we're wrong, but I think you're 100% right. They have won every game on the road.
Yes, there are 10-0 on the road.
Yeah. In the entire playoff run. I know that there have been some teams in baseball that have been very close to that. And then we can always go back to the 1987 World Series where it was the Cardinals versus Minnesota, and the home teams won that game, all their games, and that's why Minnesota won. They won 4-3. Everyone said, well, had it been the Cardinals, or, whatever, don't matter. That's what happened.
Now,
the Homer Hankies! Remember the decibel readings and all that?
Now,
that is so 1980s.
Have you been watching the play, the Kings?
Yes.
In the finals?
Yes. I've been watching Marty Sador.
I was talking with Salt on the Monday show.
I know.
And he agreed with what we were talking about, that if, which to me is a foregone conclusion, when the Kings win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. No team has ever lost, being up 3-0.
Quick. Should be the MVP.
No
the
doubt.
The goalies.
2-1. Come on, baby.
He's been incredible. I've never seen a goalie that flexible. I've seen him where he doesn't know where the puck is, and he literally does the splits in front of the net to cover the entire net.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. And this kid, I mean, he's just like his namesake. He's quick.
Yeah.
And something the Kings have not had in a long, long time. That type of goalie, and everything came together for them.
I don't know
if
they've really ever had a goalie like that.
Yeah, they came together at the right time. And now, as we talked about earlier,
Kings have had good goalies, but no.
And as we talked earlier too, they barely made it into the playoffs.
Yeah, they're eighth seed.
They barely made it either the second to the last day of the season or the last day of the season. So they barely made it in. Excuse me. The Devils, on the other hand, were much better. They were the number 6 seed. So I don't know if we ever had a Stanley Cup Finals where the two lower seeds came out of the East and West.
I'm sure Coffee and Tim will correct us on that one.
So Tim says, I wonder how the savior Gretzky feels. Actually, Gretzky feels very good. He's
been on TV a lot.
Yes, he's extremely proud of the Kings.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was because of Gretzky that hockey came to L.A.,
and more specifically, because of Gretzky, hockey came to the Southwest, and hockey actually, you know, became huge in America because of Wayne Gretzky. In the South and in the West.
Is he still a general manager, part owner of the Coyotes?
No, remember the Phoenix Coyotes? Remember all that coverage that we did and all that bankruptcy stuff? I know there are some dim moments in our life, Big Dog, but I thought following the Phoenix Coyotes was one of our high points.
At the time.
Yeah. We had that story down pat, man. That was some story when it was going back and forth. and the league won out at the end.
Okay, Couch says he's going to call in, but he cannot speak. And he put in very big letters, I do not want to wake up the children, so do not put him on. You're such an ass.
I'm sorry, what was that, Big Dog?
You're such an ass.
Why am I such an ass?
Because you put him on when he asked specifically not to.
Oh, you mean the little red mic button is on?
I heard him laugh.
Okay, I'll put him back on mute. So the Big Dog, the assistant... No. Oh, maybe I should bust your ass down to an assistant general manager.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute. You're going to give me your figures?
That's right.
When did I ask you for your figures?
Earlier this week. You said to have them ready by Saturday, and then you backtracked on that when I asked you yesterday when you called me.
I did not backtrack. I said it would be nice if you would have them. It's all right. You are now, ladies and gentlemen, for those that know and don't know, we do have excellent news here on NDB Media. Yeah, the Big Dog, it is his birthday today. We are celebrating his birthday, but the Big Dog is officially...
Oh, it's all about you, isn't it, you dumb asshole?
Oh, great button press there, Big Dog. As you can tell, we have a brand new button. We have three buttons, so whenever the Big Dog wants to push my button, he sure can. The Big Dog is now Senior VP, General Manager here at NDB Media. He basically runs the entire radio operations. Oh, God, now he's using the three buttons in a way that now he looks like the Klingon. Oh, my God, no, he put the button down there. Oh, my daughter plays with that button, dude. Oh, you filthy old man.
Oh, Tim says, I may be VP and everything else, but do I have a dental plan?
Actually, he may be very close to having a dental plan. The Big Dog has been.
Tim, love you.
Yeah, I do too. He's been promoted to Senior VP, General Manager. Alan Diaz is interning with us. He is also Senior VP, Assistant General Manager. He's going to be handling not the production side, but the other side. NDB Media is like two parts. We recently hired our ad manager, who's going to be running our sales division. His name is Mark Whitney, and we are looking to hire several sales people. We have our plan in place pretty much. We are setting our budgets in place, and we are moving forward. So if there is anyone who's interested in joining NDB Media as a salesperson, by all means, email us, and we'll be able to communicate with you. So NDB Media is a job creator. Yes, we are. We truly are. And as you all know, Zeke has been promoted to VP East Coast Operations, and Frank Ramey Ramirez is our VP of IT, social media plugins and website operations, and sounds real good, guys. Our management structure is really coming into play, and we've divided ourselves into overseas, West, Central, and East Coast operations. And then we have all the other stuff on the side, like the office operations. Administrate them!
When you hire the secretarial staff, I'd like to be there for the oral examinations.
Yeah, your executive assistant is Kathy Gama.
That's executive assistant. I said secretarial staff.
Yeah, you'll be there for the oral interview.
Yes, they will definitely give oral interviews.
Yes, and GMO has been promoted to executive assistant to the president. So we're doing well. So Alan needs an executive assistant as well. So we're really forming out the whole structure here, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of good stuff going on. A lot of good stuff. We're gonna get to. We're gonna continue with some news right now. The Big Dog did mention what happened with the horse. It is nasty. It is nasty because we actually have a picture right here, and it's talking about the superficial flexor tendon, as the Big Dog mentioned. And this is the one that's like behind, you know, the leg, and it's ugly. Ugh. So, wow. We know there's some fights coming up, ladies and gentlemen. A dangerous combination. Pacquiao is entering his 60th bout, is fighting boxing mortality as well as Bradley is. If I'm not mistaken, the fight is tonight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. HBO is charging $54.95 for the fight. And the undercard begins at 6 p.m. and the main event is about at 8:30.
And I know one person that will not be watching it.
You.
Nope. Floyd Mayweather.
Oh. Mr.
Because
he is in his prison graze. And they don't have pay-per-view in prison, even for him. Yay! Way to go.
Way to go. Well done. Pacquiao is 54-3-2 with 38 knockouts, and Bradley is 28-0 with 12 knockouts. The title is for Pacquiao's World Boxing Organization welterweight 147 pounds belt. Wow.
This is going to be a good fight tonight, big dog. Have you ever seen a boxing match before?
Oh, many, many, many.
Oh, I'm not talking about NDB media staff meetings.
Yeah.
They've been nasty. So what do you have, big dog? We're going to play patty cake.
Coffee is accusing Dennis O'Neill of being as corrupt as they come.
Oh, let's hear it, baby.
Because of his suspension that will be coming up. I don't know, Coffee. I mean, he does have a suspension that went from 180 days down to now I believe it's only 30. But the board or council, whoever he was that was in front of him, all agreed that he had nothing to do with the milkshake on that horse. But they said that it was his responsibility as trainer to protect the horse. Even though they said he and his staff had nothing to do with it, he still gets suspended because the horse was under his care. But
the book stops here.
Exactly. But they were, but the council was adamant at saying, we know you're not responsible, but someone's got to pay the price. Since you're the trainer, it's you.
So who the hell gave him the milkshake? Come on.
They, you know, who knows?
Do you think that this is a conspiracy theory where someone gave him the milkshake to get him in trouble?
Well, they did a bad job on it because the milkshake was given, and the horse still came in eighth.
Well, maybe it was a stupid milkshake.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can see it now. Here, horsey, horsey, horsey. Come here, horsey, horsey, horsey. I have some candy for you, horsey, horsey. Okay, that wasn't funny. I'm sorry.
There's also a trainer, too, that is training Pau Gasol and Kobe Bryant's horse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And as I said, Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol got the sweetest deal. They got this horse in an auction for charity.
Yeah.
And the other owners, they are 25% owners. So the other 75% is owned by the owner of Santa Anita Park and his executive assistant or executive CFO or whoever it was. Anyway, those two guys are friends. But the deal is Pau Gasol and Kobe Bryant pay no stable fees, no training fees, and no fees for food or anything. They're just owners, and I think just so that their name is on the contract saying, hey, look, Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol are part owners.
Wow.
So they're owners, but don't have to do anything to do with the horse.
So sounds like the playoff run of the Lakers.
Nah.
Okay, sorry. I know Big Dog didn't like that one. Oh, that is cool.
Good morning.
In some additional basketball news, Portland makes an offer that Oshley can't refuse. Is that the way you say his name? Oshley? Oshley?
Oshley. Smart guy.
Yeah, the deal that was struck between the Clippers and Neil Oshley wasn't consummated. Ooh, there's some sexual overtones there. Because the team didn't offer the job security and the money that Oshie was able to get from the Portland Trailblazers and two basketball executives who were not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Sound like the janitors. They overheard while they were cleaning up. Trailblazers owner Paul Allen gave Oshie a 3-year guaranteed contract worth $3.6 million. Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
So the Trailblazers got themselves a brand new guy.
Yeah, but it's a Clipper GM.
It doesn't matter, huh?
Well, I mean, the Clippers did do very well last year and this year, so I guess we can, go with that. So,
do you want to go with the NBA playoffs?
Sure.
Yeah.
Another Game 7 is tonight. The big game.
Woo-hoo! I was so disappointed that the other guys could not pull it off. San Antonio. They just got beat by a youth, huh?
Yeah, and it was very
surprising. Their legs weren't there.
It was the first time they lost 3 games in a row. It was the first time they lost 4 games in a row.
They were up 3-0?
No, they were up 2-0. Then they lost the next three in a row, which put them down 3-0. And then they lost game four, their fourth game, which was game six.
They didn't go game seven games?
No, they went six games.
Oh. Okay.
They lost four straight games. That had never happened to them all year long. As also, they had never lost three straight games.
Wow.
On the flip side, in the Eastern Conference, tied 2-2, the Celtics went into Miami and beat Miami to take a 3-2 lead. But then Miami turned around, and I don't know if you saw my Facebook page, but after that game was over, I give credit where credit is due. As you guys all know, I am not a LeBron James fan by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, hell no.
But I gave him his props. 45 points on 19 of 25 shooting.
Every dog has his day.
Exactly, but still, he did exactly what an MVP should do, is put that team on your back and say, guys, let's go. I'll lead the way. He led the way. I give him his props. But I also put in, before all you damn LeBron, and I put on there, damn LeBron James friends, say, oh, this guy can walk on water. He hasn't done anything. He was supposed to win game six. That's what he was. That's what they're paying him the big bucks to do. So they won game six. They will now play game seven in Miami against the Celtics tonight at, I believe it's 8 or 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, 5:30 Pacific. I think the Boston Celtics can beat them. They already did it once. But if by some miracle the Miami Heat do win and go to the NBA Finals, I don't think they have enough to beat the Thunder in seven games because the Thunder have home court advantage.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to give it to Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would give it to the Clippers if the Clippers were there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Predicting you will never hear me say Miami's going to win the championship.
Wow. All right, fair enough.
And the fact is, if they do not get to the finals, there will be so much fallout of Miami's big three couldn't do it for 2 years in a row now. You know, it'll be interesting to see because, you know, I'm predicting that they're not going to win the title. They may get to the finals, but they're not going to win the title. And the fact that they can get there 2 years in a row and lose 2 years in a row, that's also going to be some ramifications going on there. What Pat Riley as president of the Heat can do, I have no idea because their hands are tied, as are the Lakers. They can't afford to go out and get anybody of note, any type of superstar. I mean, they have those three guys, and they're tied up with all the money. That's why all the other guys, I think Bosch, LeBron and Wade are each making $16 or $18 million a year, each of them.
Yeah, they're making a lot.
And everyone else is making like a million or less.
Yeah.
So
it's going to suck.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen.
I think LeBron's going to leave after a little while. He's got an out. So does Bosch, doesn't he?
Yeah, but that's for another two more years or three more years.
He had a five-year out?
They signed a five-year contract, and I think after four, you're going to get out.
I don't know. But okay, I thought it was after three.
Coffee says the Heat will win by 20.
Okay. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Coffee does it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a brand-new segment, which we're introducing right here. This is the Scorekeeper segment. I get emails all the time from a lot of worthless places, and I'm getting some from BleacherReport.com. And we're going to play a game. Because as you know, what Bleacher Report does, they collect articles from all around the world, and they're writers on staff. So we're going to play a game, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read a headline title, and you're going to guess whether it's actually written by someone at Bleacher Report or it's written by a credible news agency. So, yes, Bleacher Report, no, Bleacher Report.
I have a question.
Yes, Big Dog.
Now, the person that wrote this supposedly... is it the actual article that we're reading, or after they fix it up? Because it'd be pretty easy, because if they scan in the crayons, you can tell it's written by Bleacher Report.
Yeah, that's right. But we're going to go by the headlines. So you're right, Big Dog. You are so right. But
just real quick to answer Coffee, it ain't going to happen, Coffee.
Oh, what was the question, or what was the statement?
He says, I'm wrong that he can afford to sign one superstar during the offseason. His name is, wait for it, Phil Jackson.
Who's going to, Miami?
Phil Jackson and Pat Riley are not compatible.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
The two greatest Laker coaches, I don't think can work with each other.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. So here's the first one. Here's the headline. Seven surprising factors that could keep Powell in L.A. Is that a Bleacher Report article, or is that a real news media article?
Bleacher Report.
The answer is Bleacher Report article. Next one. L.A.'s D will dream in serious trouble. Is that a Bleacher Report article, or is that a real news media article? Yeah, Big Dog? L.A.'s D will dream in serious trouble.
It's probably all Bleacher Report.
No, as a matter of fact, that's an L.A. Times article. Loophole could send Odom back to the Lakers. Now, this one is actually going to be a troublesome one. Is that a Bleacher Report article, or is that a real article?
I would say, well, when was that written, first of all?
No, this is like yesterday or today.
Okay, then I would say it is a non-Bleacher Report.
That is correct. It is at scout.com.
Because it's not a loophole. I mean,
it's because they actually know the rules.
Yeah, exactly. The year is up. He can sign with anybody.
Yeah, and Bleacher Report writers don't know that. Okay. Grading every Lakers move in 2011-2012. Is that a Bleacher Report article or not?
Mm-hmm.
Grading every Lakers move in 2011-2012.
That sounds like something Bleacher would do.
Yep, that's right. That's a Bleacher Report article. Kobe heads for another knee procedure. Is that a Bleacher Report article or a real article?
I say real.
That is correct, Big Dog. ProBasketballTalk.com. Now, here's the next one. Rumor, LAI's sign and trade for Beasley. Is that a Bleacher Report article or a real article?
I say Bleacher Report.
Oh, Big Dog, no. That's by IAMAGM.com. Close.
Otherwise known as Bleacher Report.
Yeah, that's right. That's close. Okay. Phil Orlando deny everything.
That's a real report.
Is that? Oh, that's a real report.
I have that.
Okay. Now, is this a real article or a Bleacher Report article? World Peace does the weather.
It's got to be real.
Oh, it's actually BleacherReport.com.
Yeah, but it's real, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sometimes they get it right.
No, they don't. ... lands lifetime movie role. Is that a real article or a Bleacher Report article? Go ahead.
A Bleacher Report?
No, that's actually a real. It's by the SeattlePI.com. Veteran free agents for Lakers to target.
Bleacher Report.
Bingo! Ding, 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 ding. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to teach you how to avoid the trash. You just work with us. We're going to spend a few minutes every week and tell you what to avoid when Bleacher Report sends you an email.
Kim says, Avery, I demand a prize.
You got it.
We'll be sending that your way. It'll be the picture of Scorekeeper and I in our Daisy Dukes, both of us. Enjoy.
Signed. But wait a minute. I don't have Daisy Dukes.
Imagine where the signature's at.
Oh, yeah, because I always poke you. I mean, I always tag you guys. Oh, hey, maybe we can go for a trifecta. Get a picture of the couch potato in there. Oh, God.
Listen, our Daisy Dukes and...
Oh, God.
And
oh, God.
And couch in the speedo? Or the thong?
Shut up. Oh, God.
Thong backwards?
Shut up. I'm already throwing up. Oh, God. Oh.
And he doesn't manscape?
What's that? Manscaped? Oh, where he shaves? Oh, he shaves there?
Well,
is that what the hell that means?
Uh-huh.
Didn't throw up on that one. Don't know why. Let's see if he wants to comment.
Tim says, are you losing the lungs?
Yeah, it was bad. Let me give him 5 seconds. Okay, he's in. Okay, I guess he's not in. He's there. Oh, I heard him breathe. Oh, my God. I wanted to... That was bad, huh, Big Dog? Oh. So, anyway, That was our Bleacher Report segment of the week. Now, if you do want to read someone, go to rotorob.com and find Tim McLeod stuff over there. His code name is Pencil Neck Geek. Oh, just kidding. Just kidding, Tim. He's over at rotorob.com. It's Tim McLeod. He writes some great stuff. And then we also have our very own Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports. He writes at examiner.com as well. And they actually publish his stuff because his stuff is real.
Just to clarify, Tim, Scorekeeper's not effing disturbed. It's just me. He said you guys are effing disturbed.
Yeah, it's just you. I was the one throwing up with those images. God, I wanted to die. Yeah, I got to clean up. Man, I really did lose a lung. Look at that.
Or the video from behind us as we're cherry picking?
I want a big dog.
Oh, my God.
Thank God we didn't do this when we got pick of the week.
They would have picked us again.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Anyways.
Oh, he put you guys are effing disturbed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Because we were talking a little bit about the Lakers. You had a couple foul things. Of course,
yeah,
the Lakers picked up Andrew Bynum's option for $16.1 million for next year. No big surprise. Everybody, Mitch Kupchak had said it on the exit interviews that they were going to be picking up the option. And right now, this rest of this offseason, they said that they will most likely get with Bynum's people and start working on an extension to the contract, talking about maybe a 3 to 4 year extension. Now, a lot of people are trying to read into this by saying, oh, well, if they're going to give him an extended contract, it's because they're going to be keeping him. No, they're going to get an extended contract, so he'll be under for 4 years. So when they trade him, the team that gets him doesn't have to worry about it for the next 3-4 years.
Shh, don't say that. Bynum might be listening. Don't say it. Oh, hey, there's a spread eagle image of Quick. That's what you were talking about. Can you see it?
Yeah, no. I was talking about he actually does a split right in front.
No, yeah. Yeah, but that was a spread eagle image.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, he is a hell of a... he's a hell of a goalie.
Do you have a man crush on him?
No, I'm just in awe by the skills that he has. Seriously, Raj, I mean, I'm a...
Oh, my God, he called me by my real name.
No, I'm sorry.
Everyone, no. This is a watershed moment on NDB Media.
This doesn't happen.
Yeah, the big dog is... Sit and be awed.
I'm not a hardcore hockey fan. I'm a casual fan. But in all the years that I've been watching hockey, and especially this year that, you know, so we've been doing this more to try to watch a little bit more hockey, I haven't seen a goalie that can do what he can do. I mean, this guy is, I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't flip over backwards with some of the damn shit he does. I mean, he's so damn flexible. I've never seen a hockey player with that type of flexibility is what I'm trying to say. As goalie, a skater, otherwise, you know, I just haven't seen this guy. And from what I've seen, he looks pretty damn young, too. He looks like he's about maybe 25, 26.
They'll correct us. Yeah, they will.
The real hockey gods?
Yeah, the hockey gods. Yeah, they will. He is a young kid.
Haskell did what Quick does, but better.
Of course. Yeah.
They have coffee hours.
Yeah, it's okay. That's what I said, of course. Just move on.
Tim says the history of NHL playoffs is loaded with goaltending heroes.
True. It's true. Yes. Yes, that is so true.
But all you have to do is shoot at Quick's head and it's in the net. Of course, that was coffee.
Man, he loves it, though.
Yeah.
That's his persona. And that's why we love him, too.
Coffee says Bynum.
Look, every class, every program has its special kids.
Yeah.
That's okay. We love them. I do.
Oh, in this is real.
I mean, he's about one of the only guys that pokes me anyway.
Well, I didn't know you liked having guys poke you, but, you know.
Like I said, we all have our own special kids.
Yeah. This was an interesting article. South Florida masseuse died at a hospital after collapsing in Miami Beach home of forward Chris Bosch. A police report says the woman, whose name wasn't immediately released, went to Bosch's home on Monday. Bosch, of course, has been sidelined with an abdominal strain. The Miami Police spokesperson says that the department will conduct a standard death investigation but there are no immediate signs of foul play. It says, on Tuesday, Bosch and his wife, Adrienne, released a statement saying, last evening, a massage therapist that we have used for some time arrived at our home to provide a massage therapy to my husband. Shortly after she arrived, she fainted and lost consciousness. We called 911. Emergency personnel arrived at our home shortly thereafter. They took her to Mount Sinai Hospital, where she passed away.
Oh.
Our heart goes out to her family, and we are very sorry for their loss. Says the woman initially appeared well, but suddenly collapsed. Says fire rescue workers responded and transported the unconscious woman to the nearby hospital, where she died on Monday night. Reports said a friend of the victim told officials she had survived cancer about a year ago, and the cause of the woman's collapse and death are not known at this time until they do an autopsy. But that'd be a hell of a thing. I mean, you're trying to get yourself back into shape. Your regular masseuse that you have regularly comes over, and then drops dead.
Yeah.
That's something. All right, we have breaking news, guys. Cardinals pitcher Jamie Garcia is likely out 2 months due to a shoulder strain.
Uh-oh, Tim, drop him or, consummate that deal with Jamie Garcia.
And
hey, the big dog said it. It's his birthday, so, leave him alone.
Okay.
Well, he said he was going to razz you otherwise.
Yeah, well, I told him to.
He
said
he says it's your birthday, so he's not going to do it.
Yeah, but I told him it's more fun if you do.
Yeah.
As you were talking about Phil Jackson and the Orlando Magic, it's the Phil Jackson and Magic thing.
I was?
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, this is by, it says the Magic, of course, general manager, search continues. Sam Vincent, who has not given up on former coach Phil Jackson joining the Orlando Magic's front office, but his newest plan is dead, the sources say. Well, the Orlando Sentinel reported on June 1st that Sam Vincent, a former Magic guard who still lives in the area, presented the team with a proposal that had himself and Jackson in personnel roles. But Vincent said after initially expressing interest, Jackson decided to go with another opportunity. On Wednesday, it was reported that Vincent, who was coach of the Charlotte Bobcats in 2007-2008, offered the Magic another plan, get this one, in which Jackson would be head of basketball operations from his Los Angeles home, working once a week per month in Orlando. The plan also had Vincent with the role of the front office, former Lakers and current Pacers assistant Brian Shaw as head coach, and Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen as the lead assistant. Since the Magic had been searching for general manager since Otis Smith and Sam Van Gundy were fired on the 23rd of May, the sources say Wednesday that the Magic did not want an absentee head of basketball operations, and the Sentinel also reported that the team would rather prefer a person who had previous high-level front office experience. Now, as you all know, Jackson, the coach of coaches, has won 11 NBA titles more than anybody else, but has no front office experience, other than doing Genie Bus.
Please remove your head from your ass.
Or Phil Jackson's from hers.
I was going to leave there all night long.
Oh,
is she that cute?
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Genie Bus?
Genie Bus. The only ding I have about her is the fact she dated Dennis Rodman for a while.
Oh.
But I have a feeling that was like, look, daddy, look who I'm dating.
Oh, same thing with Phil Jackson.
No, I think so.
Yeah.
No,
and they're still dating, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's still,
Is that a forever one?
I think so.
Yeah, because he, ooh.
In fact, I think he's got
an ownership stake.
I think he's got kids older than her.
Oh, wow.
She's 48 or 52, I can't remember. No, I think
she's our age?
She's hot, though.
I guess so. And now we know what keeps his hip going. Wow.
Well, that's why he's replacing the hip.
Oh, that's right.
She wore it out.
I guess he's in pictures of her. Is she hot? I said that the other day, and someone flipped out. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's when you say, why is she not hot?
I did not have that retort there, Big Tug. I did not have that retort. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. Oh, I just got a reminder.
Uh-huh.
Zeke's birthday? It can't be today.
Today's Zeke's birthday?
Zeke, yeah, but I think it's fake. I think it's fake. Which,
well,
means
Zeke
it would be real.
Yeah, Zeke is fake.
Yeah, it's okay. Our little VP East Coast Operations is in rebellion now. Actually, all of our hosts are in rebellion. They're ignoring us. So that's all right.
Yeah, all of a sudden when we ask them to do something, all of a sudden they can just say, yeah, F you. So, whatever. All right, we have some additional news, ladies and gentlemen. As you all know, former Cincinnati Bengals linebacker Nate Webster was sentenced in Ohio to 12 years in prison for having sex with the underage teen daughter of a former assistant coach for the team. Could you imagine? Hey, guy, come on over here. We'll give you full access to the field. We'll give you this. We'll give you this. And, hey, meet my younger daughters. Dumbasses. Webster, 34, was sentenced in Hamilton County Common Pleas Court in Cincinnati. A jury convicted him in April on four counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, and he could have been sentenced to up to 20 years. Yeah, more years than her age. Jurors in April found Webster not guilty of three other charges: gross sexual imposition, sexual battery, and a fifth count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Prosecutors said Webster had sex with a girl in 2009 when she was 15. I told you. And he threatened to harm her if she told anyone. That's a typical sexual predator. And since he's been found guilty, I can say it. Webster admitted having sex with a teen the next year when she was 16, the legal age of consent in Ohio.
Wow, 16?
Yeah. Well, in California, it's 17.
And a half.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Let's go. Move on.
So
patty cake, I did my story, you did yours.
So we're doing football now, or what?
We can do whatever you want. We're all over the place.
Let's go to baseball. I got lots of baseball.
Let's go to baseball. Oh, Yankees win over the Mets.
Speaking of the Mets, of course, you know.
Why? Why? Wait, why?
Because, I'm going to tell you. The Mets have a new owner. Remember, we talked about that, I told you. As HBO host Bill Maher is a part-time owner. Not part-time owner. He is a partial owner of the Mets now. As he is one of those 12 minority stake purchasers. So he bought one stake of the team, which is worth 4%, otherwise known as $20 million. So he is a 4% owner of the Mets now, and he says he's been a lifelong Met fan.
Sure he has.
And
contrary to his rather successful career.
Yeah. I think good investment for him. I mean,
yeah, but notice that they said stake, ladies and gentlemen. Let me verify something. If he had a 4% stake in the Yankees, that would be Spencer stake. But when you buy a 4% stake in the Mets, that's just beef flap.
Oh, that's a hamburger.
Hey, no, they make good hamburger meat. But no, that's beef flap. You know, that flappy stuff that goes for like 99 cents a pound, and it's like 2 for 1.
That one.
That's the Mets steak. It's beef flap. Of course. Horse. Or Tim.
Since we are talking about the Mets.
We are.
Yes. Jim Neese. Remember, we talked about that a little bit. How
there's a reason why we talk about that. So we don't bring it up in prime time.
Yeah, but, you know, this guy's tough guy.
Oh, I get it. You're playing up to some of our hosts.
No,
by
not
reporting
at all.
Mets news.
No, not at all.
Okay. I'll grant you that one.
Well, it was a boring Monday. There was no news, so I had to talk about the Mets.
I love you, big dog, and I'll accept your Daisy Duke joke for right now because of that one.
Jim Neese came away with from the examination with team doctors on Monday satisfied that he had no significant heart issues, but the New York Mets left-hander expects to undergo a minor surgical procedure during the All-Star break to correct a heartbeat that occasionally becomes irregular. Neese was pulled from Sunday's game against the St. Louis Cardinals after tossing 6 scoreless innings as a precaution because he experienced rapid heart rate during the game. He was also forced from a June 23, 2011 game at Texas Stadium with the same symptoms. Neese indicated that he will likely have a minor surgical procedure during the July 9th through 12th All-Star break, he said, but he wouldn't miss any starts. He said it's called an ablation. And they go inside the heart and they crimp something of some sort, he said, and that's the cause of it. He says it's an outpatient thing, and they do it only takes 3 days to recover. He says that's why he figures he'll do it during the All-Star game so he doesn't miss any starts. This guy's got a damn heart problem, and he's more worried about missing starts than taking care of his heart. So he said doing it during the All-Star break. Now, first of all, I have never, ever heard of an outpatient procedure that works on your heart.
Yeah.
To me, I'd want to be in the hospital. Get me the entire medical staff, guys. You know, if they're going to work on someone's heart, you know, you don't want them saying, okay, let's just go with a little tube, we'll crimp this, crimp that, okay, it's done.
You're right, dude. You're right. Yeah, we did talk about that.
And the fact that, I mean, that he's actually thinking of saying, you know, I can't make it any worse right now. That's what they're telling me. So I'll wait till the All-Star break. But when it's your heart, you don't know what can happen. I mean, you know, his wife may get him too excited. He can have a heart attack and die, you know, because he hasn't had his procedure done yet. It's an irregular heart rate that makes a rapid heart rate. So if he's already having an accelerated heart rate and it goes even higher, I mean, I would have the procedure done now and screw everything else.
Yeah. Outpatient, yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. But everything's becoming outpatient nowadays because of the skill they have in cutting the human body and the tools. That, I mean, I think they, for the heart, they still have to crack it open. I mean, there's no doubt. But
evidently for this one, they don't.
Wow, that means that they're going to do the little incision thingies. They're going to go in there and just little wires go.
Yep, with the little camera on the tip. And
yeah, they're probably going to do this. Like jump starting a car.
Start them up.
Start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God we didn't have video here either. Wow. All right, well, did you have some other Mets news?
Not Mets news, but I did have the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office on Monday said it hopes to complete the bulk of an investigation on sexual harassment allegations involving San Francisco Giants slugger Pablo Sandoval by the end of the week.
Well, obviously, he's not a panda bear anymore.
To determine whether or not to seek charges against him. Says Deputy Sheriff April Scotland said detectives are interviewing witnesses to gather evidence during this week. Just through analysis and some forensic evidence could take longer than a week. Scotland said the accuser is a 21-year-old woman who lives in Santa Cruz. So the woman filed sexual complaints around 4:25 a.m. Pacific time this past Friday, So the statement from the sheriff's office on Monday said the woman met a small group of friends in downtown Santa Cruz on Thursday night and went to a resort near Aptos, which is where the alleged incident happened. Sandoval was contacted at the resort by the detectives and cooperated in the investigation. He's the 25-year-old says through his lawyer that the sexual encounter was consensual. And we will have more on that one. Of course,
how old is the idiot?
He's 25. She's 21. He's on a rehab. He was on a rehab assignment in Fresno, so he went to Santa Cruz.
Wow. Went from there to there to get some.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, dude, just because they're in Santa Cruz, it just means they have quicker access to the police department and the internet. That's all. You know what was funny? Did you see what I actually did right now? I talked into my mug and not the mic.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is my Star Trek Voyager mug.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Yeah, that was good. I like that new button, big dog. You want to go back to the old traditional ones?
Yes, sir, with a windshield wiper on a goat's head.
Yes, that's what Carol did tell me that one time. I don't know if Terry's going to be able to call in this time. No, I think he did say something about him not being available. So anyway.
Is there something? Coffee wants to know, he wants an E3 recap.
No.
E3, happening this weekend, LA Convention Center. Too bad you missed it. Okay.
Oh, good job. The New York Giants, Coughlin, signs a deal, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Tom Coughlin signed a 2-year contract extension through the 2014 season on Wednesday with the New York Giants. The 65-year-old Coughlin, who led the team to its second Super Bowl victory under him in February, has coached the Giants since 2004. His contract was in its final year.
It's always been my belief that it's an honor and a privilege to be the head coach of the New York Giants, Coughlin said.
Head coach of the Giants. I'm thankful to co-owners John Mara and Steve Fish and their families for their support and the recognition of what our players and coaches have accomplished. And I'm grateful for the working relationship General Manager Jerry Reese and I have. We've got a lot of work left to do. Coughlin became the oldest coach with Super Bowl title this year and also took the Giants to the 2007 title. And he beat the Patriots twice! Wow. Overall, Coughlin is 82-57 with the Giants. He also was 72-64 in 8 seasons with Jacksonville.
Not bad.
With Jacksonville?
Yep.
And he's a winner.
Speaking of the Patriots, All-Pro Rob Gronkowski agreed on Friday to a 6-year, $53 million deal. The richest contract for a tight end in NFL history.
Yeah, the girls just got their attention.
It's a stunning move by the team for a player to just entering his third NFL season.
Wow.
But the Patriots recognize the game-breaking skills of the record-setting Gronkowski. Six-year deal includes $16.5 million guaranteed. And
that's
there's
nothing.
And there's a $10 million option that if exercised by the Patriots in 2015 would extend the deal through 2019. Of course, Gronkowski last season set a league record for his position with 17 touchdown catches. He also had a record 1,327 yards and made 90 receptions for a second-year man.
I mean, this guy's like Todd Christensen and Steve Largent. These guys could block, they could hit, and they could catch.
I love Todd Christensen. He was great.
Yeah, he still is, in my humble opinion.
Yep.
Steve Largent with the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That guy, and the reason why I like Steve Largent is because he was never the fastest, never the quickest, and yet you put the ball somewhere near him, and he'd come down with it. It's kind of like those guys that were with Miami. Those were some of the best receivers for Dan Marino. Those guys were quick. They were fast. And
Clayton and Duper.
Yes, Clayton and Duper. I know Art Monk was with the Redskins. Yes. There was another artist. Oh, my God. But Clayton and Duper, dude. Oh, those guys were great.
Yep.
But, yeah, sorry, we're having a flashback to the 80s and 90s. Largent was always my favorite.
Well, that's why I used to love it when the Raiders played the Dolphins, because you would have Clayton and Duper versus Hayes and Haynes.
That's right.
Two corners versus the two receivers, and they'd like, have at it.
Those were good games.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those were not good games. Those were great games.
I remember. The best games were the Raiders versus Charger games.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it'd be 60-58 would be your final.
Yeah, that's funny. That's right. You're so right on that one, Big.
Dan Fouts with that arm of his and Jim Plunkett with that wobbly one of his. But Jim Plunkett could get it there.
Fouts to Winslow, right?
Yep.
Kelvin Winslow. Oh, is the Crash Potato dying to get in?
Nope,
is he dying
yet.
To get in?
Not yet.
Oh, man. Want to welcome Rob the Many. Good morning, Rob the Many. Sorry. Hey, guys, once again, if you have a program here on Blog Talk Radio and you guys want to give it some play, just go ahead and list it right there in the chat room. Let us know when you have it. And, let us know the date and time. Give it to us in Pacific time, damn it. We're West Coasties out here. So I know Tim writes for Rotorob, and, you know, we have Couch Potato on with us listening live, but he doesn't want to wake up his girls, so whatever. Okay.
In what will affect the labor man.
Oh, did you hear that NDB Media now has a sports attorney on staff?
Yes.
For commentary on labor law and stuff? Wow. No, we have a genuine attorney on staff. So when we're doing our primetime programs and we need commentary by our attorneys to describe and explain athletic law to us, we now have an expert on staff.
Well, this
yes,
this
my
story,
staff.
This story will affect the labor man. As the arbitrator, the second arbitrator, has also ruled that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell does have the authority to discipline the four New Orleans Saints players for their roles in the bounty program. The players' union claimed Goodell is prohibited from punishing players for any conduct before the CBA was signed last August. The union also sought to have the players' appeals heard by Art Schell and Ted Cottrell, who are jointly appointed by the league and union to review discipline handed out for on-the-field conduct.
Yeah.
But arbitrator, this arbitrator, boy, his name just comes out everywhere. But arbitrator Shaman Das.
Oh, yes, we've spoken of him in the past.
Ruled Friday that Goodell is entitled to hand out punishment and hear any appeals in the matter. You know, I always thought that was wrong. You know, you're the league, you know, president or commissioner, and you say, okay, you're suspended for 10 days or 10 games. I want to appeal this. Who do I go to appeal? The same guy. Come on.
I know.
You know, that one's a little much. Yeah, you can hand out all the suspensions you want, but you shouldn't also hear the appeal.
But it happens in more places than you'll ever know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But labor contracts do imply that, and that's why we try to fix it. But there are civil service rules where I'm employed. But still, yeah, it's amazing. All they say is, well, your assistant section, like the one that's not part of your chain of command.
Yeah.
So if they file a grievance against our West Coast guy, that means Zeke on the East would probably hear it.
No, but that's not the way it is in the NFL.
No, but I'm saying that's how it would probably be with NDB Media.
Oh,
by the way, there is no collective bargaining agreement. Your at-will contract employees, get the hell out of here.
Because in a statement released by the NFL, Doss wrote that the provision waiver relied upon the union, that the union relied upon, says does not constitute an agreement by the NFL that the commissioner relinquishes authority to impose discipline for conduct detrimental occurring prior to the execution of the CBA.
And that's what I was talking about. I think I said that he would have the authority to complete it.
It says it was the second victory for the NFL in grievances this week. On Monday, Stephen Burbank, a University of Pennsylvania law professor, ruled that Goodell had the authority to discipline the players. The NFLPA later said it would appeal Burbank's decision because it believes salary cap violations were involved in the payment. And, of course, they went to appeal it, and the second guy said, nope, Goodell can do what he wants.
Well, in this case.
Yeah.
And, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that know and don't know, ex post facto, it's a legal term. Let me explain it to you this way. If let's just say coffee commits a crime of drinking too much coffee right now, and the crime is 2 days in jail. Well, while he's being charged, the law changes, and now if you drink too much coffee,
it's okay.
Know that you get the death penalty. It does not apply to you. It does not apply to you because you've already been charged under that. So if you consider that concept, that while this was going on, there was a different agreement, and the investigation has continued, all the actions have continued, then you can prove that, yes, it applied to the previous one. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. And I thought logically that that's the way it would turn out. And sure enough, all these arbitrators have seen it the same way. It's called ex post facto. You can't change it after the fact. That's what it means. So,
you know, and,
sorry.
And in saying that, it reminds me of the California law back in, I don't know, was it 72, I believe, maybe 74, where they overturned all the death penalties. To commute them to life sentences because they said the death penalty was cruel and unusual punishment. The part that I never understood, that was fine. You know what? The people voted on it. The Supreme Court voted, decided it's cruel and unusual. Don't do it. So everybody gets a life sentence now.
They were commuted, yes.
They commuted life sentence. But then a few years later, the Supreme Court overturned that rule and said, no, it's not cruel and unusual punishment because now we're not electrocuting them, we're giving them the injection, and, you know, it's more humane and so forth. So we're reinstituting the death penalty. Why not the guys that were already on death row, put them back on goddamn death row? But no!
Ex post facto. Yeah. It's one way, dude. Ex post facto is one way.
But if they were already
I know. But yeah.
I would understand if I was on death row, you know, and then the rule changed and said we're not going to kill you. We're going to give you life sentence. And then all of a sudden you commit a crime and you're given the life sentence. You know, it would have been death. They say, okay, we're going to put you to death. We can't. You're getting a life sentence. But then later on, as we're both in jail, you know, the Supreme Court reissues and says, okay, we're going to start putting people to death again. You, I understand, because you came during the ruling saying nobody goes to put to death. So you could stay on your life sentence. But me, who was originally going to be put to death and then taken off of it, I should be put back on.
There would be some legal argument for that, but I need you to understand that what happened, well, okay, I'm not going to argue legal law right here, but it's close to what you had where the people got rid of it. And then the Supreme Court said it wasn't illegal, so now you could do it, they could continue. A little subtle difference, but it's okay. There we went political, ladies and gentlemen. I think we lost our entire audience.
Oh, no, they're talking MMA.
No, legal. Oh, there it is, the legal stuff. Hey, this has to do with sports, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way it is.
You're talking about Brock Lesnar. Lesnar.
Yeah, I know. Kings are going to win.
Rob the Many, yeah, Lesnar was a beast. I think they brought him on too fast. I mean, in only his third fight, he was already fighting for the title. They pushed him because of the name and the notoriety to get UFC to the next level. I think, you know, there have been better champions before him, and there have definitely been better champions after him. Unfortunately, he did have the disease, but I don't think he had the passion for it. That's kind of why he went back to the WWE and once again doesn't have a passion for that either. I don't know if any of you guys out there other than maybe Cash Potato are wrestling fans, But Vince McMahon, who owns the WWE, when Lesnar left UFC to go back to WWE, Lesnar signed probably the sweetest deal I have ever heard of. He signed for over $1 million, but he only has to appear. WrestleMania was in April. And, of course, they're already talking about him being in the next WrestleMania, so it'd be till next April. So for 1 year, he signed a contract for 1 year where he only has to appear anywhere with the WWE for 24 to 30 appearances for the entire year.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about wrestlers that wrestle 300 days a year. And he gets paid a little more than $1 million to show up for 30 dates. And that's it. And he gets to do what he wants, gets to wear what he wants. He gets to wear his, he gets to do his own type of commercial promotions, where he gets like you know, those what is it, like Xenophrine or whatever that all the fighters use.
Yeah.
He can have that on his shirts, and he gets the money from that, and WWE cannot touch it.
Wow.
He screwed Vince McMahon over. Vince McMahon over. But anyways,
that's a good thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind everyone that one of our guests is going to join us. He is a veteran of the armed services. Didn't get a chance to talk to him about that. And I have an intro song for him because I think this is cool. I think he's going to like it. And I want to bring him on. We're going to find out where he is.
The Ride of the Valkyries, baby.
And where on the East Coast and is out sojourning like the Mars rovers, always reporting in every week as to where he is. He is the Gray Fox, the Silver Fox. He is the man who is the octogenarian. Well, no, septuagenarian. I don't know, sure as hell. I don't know. But he is TZ, the Traveling Man. What's up, TZ?
Hey, how you doing? I'm not the old, I'm the old worn-out fox, what I am.
The old worn-out fox. Hey, we're going to stick with the Ride of the Valkyries. That's your song there, TZ. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but sad news. The chief engineer went down for the count yesterday.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. She got something. She aches all over, and she's feeling bad, and so she's pretty much incapacitated for the day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, hopefully she's going to get better real soon. I have to ask, where are you guys in America?
We are in Portland, Maine, just below Portland, Maine.
Maybe it's all that cod or all that, you know, crab stuff that you guys have been eating?
Well, yeah. Yeah, good fish. Good lobster. Good fish.
Wow. All right. So, TZ, tell us, what's going on, man?
The weather finally broke, and it's beautiful today. We've had nothing but rain, rain, and more rain.
Wow.
But
yeah, well, over here on
the
West Coast, it's been hot, hot, and hot.
Really?
Yeah. How hot has it been, Big Dog? It's been in the, like, the 80s, 90s.
No, it's been like in the upper 90s. Remember, I live in the Inland Empire now.
Oh, that's right.
It's just 10 to 15 degrees hotter than here.
Yeah, we've been in the high 80s, but I guess the Big Dog out in Riverside has been in the high 90s.
Oh, wow. Well, this is, as we speak, I'm driving in the car, and it's 68 degrees.
Oh, you the man, and it's already about 10:24 in the morning. So what's going on over there? Visit any new stadiums? Do anything that we need to know about?
Well, we did not get to see the Mets play. Carol decided that she didn't want to take a chance and ride the subways at night, so we kind of forgot about that. But thought in the back of our mind, we did see the Pirates play. God, just a beautiful stadium. Beautiful stadium, Roger. Really, very attractive, terrible team, but other than that, why? And we haven't thought maybe we might, if we get to St. Louis, we're going to maybe try to see the Cardinals play. Because that's one stadium we haven't seen.
Wow, that's good stuff. I know we're expecting you back around August. Is that still in play?
Yes, yes. I have to be back by the middle of August.
Wow. Okay.
You know what
gonna be looking forward to that.
Called doctor's appointment.
Oh wow! So you schedule them that far in advance?
Yes. Yes. I have a doctor's appointment on the 27th and another one on the 30th of August. But forget that. We have a sports program here, and what we need to talk about is sports. And
yes, we do, but it's such a thrill to be able to speak with you across the United States. So what's up, TZ? What have you got on sports? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, throw it out. What do we want to talk about? We want to talk about the no-no last night?
Sure. We did talk about it very quickly when we started the program. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know or don't know, if you heard it earlier, the Dodgers were no-hit yesterday by the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners, in using six pitchers, tied a major league record in so many pitchers being used in a no-hitter. Does anyone know where the first no-hitter was that used six pitchers and who it was against?
The Yankees.
I'm lost there.
2003, the Houston Assholes versus the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll give you a little piece of trivia. The plate umpire last night, Runge.
Yeah.
Worked the last no-hitter in Seattle. That was last year, I think, the White Sox.
Okay.
Okay.
I did not know that one.
Yeah, well, I just read that this morning. I got on my iPhone and tried to get a little information to talk about. So, he also was behind the plate when Sanchez threw the no-hitter for the Giants. That was in 09.
Wow. Are we saying that this umpire, Paul Runge, is the lucky guy, or is he the one that's calling the no-hitters?
I don't know. Take it for what it's worth.
Ooh, we may have a conspiracy right there, and we know Couch Potato's listening. Hey, Couch Potato, who knows? He might be coming in now on this one. And we may have a conspiracy that Paul Runge is the one that's actually having the no-hitters. Because we know he didn't call the no-hitter for Andres or whatever Galarraga.
Andres Galarraga.
That is good, though. Hey, I want to welcome Matt Alvarez in the chat room. Of course, Rob the Many, the Couch Potato, Tim McLeod, Coffee 77, and, of course, Laker fan, and Coffee says Jonathan Sanchez of the Giants. Wow, we might be on a conspiracy here. Hey, Terry, you know, the Dodgers are still the best team in baseball.
Yes, they are. I don't know how long that'll last. This is, I guess, for lack of saying anything else, I think probably this is probably a real pleasant surprise for me. I had no idea that their team was going to be this good for this length of time. I mean, I can understand some teams getting out of the chute and playing fairly decent ball for a little while, but they've been going now, what, April, May, and some of June? What, almost 2.5 months playing pretty solid baseball?
Yeah, traveling man, I've got to tell you, I thought the Dodgers were going to be competitive, but I had no idea they were going to be this good. And the Dodgers are just doing it with timely hitting. They're doing it without their MVP, who went down again. There's talk that he came back way too early. And now that the Dodgers have a female trainer, they're saying that, well, she caused it, that she's inexperienced, blah, blah, blah. And it's a little bit of stuff going on over here in Dodger Town. People are unhappy.
Oh, really?
Kemp has gone down again. He re-injured the original injury and I believe the inside thigh or something. So
he just wants
he's not going to be back. I understand he's not coming back for at least a month.
That's correct, yes. But the Dodgers, except for yesterday, they still seem to be winning. And, you know, I think they're still going to, I'm hoping they're going to continue to win. But the question is, yeah, as a matter of fact, Coffee, she is a female trainer for the Dodgers. First time ever a female trainer is the team's trainer. So it made news in Dodger Stadium, or in Dodgerland. But Terry, the Washington Nationals, they are the second best team in all of baseball.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Nope.
Of course, they've got a couple of pretty solid pitchers over there, and they've got some pretty decent hitters.
Well, they do, Terry. Now, the pitching, yeah, they've got a few solid ones. I have to ask you, are they for real, or are they just overachieving right now?
Oh, I think they're for real. I really do. I think they're a good, solid young team, and they're only going to get better. And this kid, what's his name, Harper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hit the ground running, didn't he?
Yeah, actually he did, and I'm glad that they've actually pulled him out of the catcher spot, and they're playing him in the outfield.
Okay. I haven't kept up with him that much. Is he tailed off any, or is he still doing well?
I think he's still doing well, Terry. I don't know about the numbers for this week, but I'm going to ask Tim in the chat room to see how Bryce Harper is doing. But I understand, he hit the ground running and he hasn't stopped. The kid's doing very well.
Well, I see on my iPhone this morning that Jamie Garcia pitches for the Cardinals. He's gone down for 2 months. Do you guys feel that there is an overabundance of injuries with hamstrings and sore arms this year compared to last, or is it just my imagination?
I know, Big Dog. Do you have a comment on that one?
What was that? I'm sorry.
No, about that there's an overabundance, that there's more injuries going on.
I don't know if it's that or the fact that what we do now, that we're really paying more attention to all sports, but I know in basketball, I attributed more to it being the strike and stuff, where a lot of players were out, but there seem to be a lot of players this year in baseball that are coming up with hammies and torn this, and Tommy John surgery is like crazy this year. There's been at least, what, six pitchers in the majors, about six pitchers in spring training that have undergone Tommy John surgery. I don't know if... Dare we say the new players aren't as tough as the old ones?
They're not. They're not as tough as the old ones. They're treated like little teacups, and I've said that already. Now, TZ, I really haven't caught that. I know with Big Dog, I agree with the Big Dog that there have been more major injuries, but as far as the injuries, no, I think the perception is they're about the same. They're about the same. I just think that
there's... Okay, well, maybe the reason that I feel this way is because this year I have an iPhone, and I get an ESP hit almost daily with somebody that's gone down with a pulled hamstring or whatever.
That is very true.
Yeah, that is. And it's just the social media being able to get that word out to us immediately. I mean, guys, I've had text messages sent to me for years now. So
you've been high tech for a long time. I'm just catching up.
Yeah, but you have an iPhone. I don't.
Oh, does that make a difference?
Yeah, hell yeah.
it definitely makes a difference.
But I think the Big Dog does have some more news right now. So unless you have anything else we want to go over, TZ?
Actually, I wanted to.
Oh,
just a couple of questions. What's happening with the Kings?
Oh, go ahead, Big Dog.
Game five will be tonight in New Jersey. It will be on NBC at...
I think it's about 5 o'clock.
It's 5 or 5:30.
Somewhere around there.
It's either 8 or 8:30 Eastern time, but it will be on national TV, so... Hopefully the Kings can knock them out. They are undefeated on the road. They're 10-0. And if they do win this one on the road, they'll be the first team, I believe, in NHL history never to lose a home game. An away game. So things are going great for them.
The whole team is incredible. It just it has to be an incredible story. They really came out of nowhere, didn't they?
Yeah, we've talked about that before. You know, they barely made it in the playoffs. You know, the number 8 seed, I believe they either made it the second to the last day or the last day of the season, and they were able to make it in, and they have just tore up the entire league. I mean, no one expected this from them, and they just came hot at the right time. You know, we've talked about that before in other sports. You know, it's not how good you are, it's when you get hot. And these guys got hot at the right time.
Well, you know, TZ, sorry about that, TZ, the big dog mentioned again that the Kings barely qualified for the number 8 spot within the last 2 days of the season. So they barely snuck in, and of course they're the 8th seed. And the big dog was also commenting that the championship series is by, what, the number 8 and the number 6?
Yes.
That's probably one of the lowest ever in the history of the Kings, or I'm sorry, in the NHL.
Okay. What do we have to do? We have to liken the Kings to the 2011 St. Louis Cardinals.
I think so, because they also made it in the... wait a minute. I think they finished in first place, the Cardinals.
Well, they came out of the wild card. They were about...
They were the wild card.
They were either 6 or 8 games back of the Brewers in their division at the end of the season.
That's right.
TZ, you are so right. You had me on that one. You corrected the scorekeeper. You are so right, sir.
That's why he's your mentor.
Okay.
Yeah, well, as the big dog says, that's why you are my mentor, sir.
Well, no, but I have, see, I have to understand, I have the chief engineer, and she keeps me up to date on all of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carol, that you're not feeling well. I hope you get better real soon. We love it when you have your commentary, too. And I know you guys didn't hear it, but I pressed the button about the windshield wiper on the goat's butt. I'll never forget that. I had you guys on the hold for about 15, 20 minutes, and then Carol goes on. She goes, "Hey, Raj, you got to change that windshield wiper of yours."
Yeah, that's my crazy wife.
That was great. So any other questions there for us, TZ?
No, I think we're good. Hopefully next week we'll both be on and enjoy the conversation between us.
Okay,
I'm
the
sure
big dog has some... I'm sorry, TZ, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The big dog has something for you.
Yeah, TZ, I just wanted to get your opinion on the fact that, and maybe scorekeepers also, that they're going to put Pujols at third base when the Angels start playing the National League teams so they can get Kendry Morales in off DH. They want him in all the games. So Morales will be playing first, and Pujols will be playing third, which he says he's done before, and that he always carries his third baseman's glove with him just in case he's called upon. But it looks like against the National League, he's going to be playing third base. What do you think about that?
Sure.
Whoa!
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, TZ, I'm okay with that. This guy's a professional. Yeah, you know what? He's played before. He's a righty. I think there's no problem with that. This guy has played it. As a matter of fact, he many years with the Cardinals before they moved him over to first base, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
That's a good team player, right, Terry?
Yes, that'll be a good. And I'm glad to see that he's finally producing.
Yeah, no kidding. It says here that he's got a 95.3% lifetime average fielding percentage at third base.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That'll be something for us to talk about next week. We'll have to watch and see how well he does.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay, you guys take care. I know you got a lot of stuff to cover, so you guys take care, and we'll talk next week.
All right, TZ.
And say hello to the couch potato.
All right. Hope Carol feels better.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah. All right, of course, that was a traveling man.
Out in Maine.
Yep, he's as far, almost as
Portland,
far as
Maine.
He's almost as far as you can go.
Actually, he sees the sun before anyone else in the United
yep.
States.
Yes, he does. It says here that Pujols played 104 games at third base in his career.
Yeah, he's all right.
It says, including 7 games last year and 1 inning last month in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because they were playing extra innings. He says, this is a quote from him. He says, it doesn't make you a different man. He says, you know, I was a shortstop. He says, my dad and everybody always says, if you can play shortstop, you can play any position. He says, I don't have a problem playing third base. He said, Socha came to me and asked me, and I said, wherever you put me, the outfield, third base, because I know how to handle myself. So.
Whoa. I know how to handle myself?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Alberto, that doesn't translate very well, dude.
It says the Angels, of course, have the best record in the majors in interleague play since 2007, going 63-30.
Oh, we lost him.
And they, yeah, I already told him goodbye. And they won 9 of their last 10 series against National League teams. So Angels are hopefully heading into some good waters right now, so they need that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Tim had to leave. He had to go to work, so I told him take care of that leg of his. He's got a bad right leg, got a bad left arm, or right, was it right? Was it the right hand that he broke?
I think so. I don't know. I don't remember. It's okay. I understand that Rob the Many covers football, and let us know when you are going to be starting up again. Because I noticed that you cover the NFL all the way through October of last year. And then you stopped. Rob the Many? You interested in continuing doing the sports program? Contact us here at ndbmedia.net, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, twitter.com/ndbmedia and cinch.fm/ndbmedia. Check out the website. Matt, register at the site. Cover your forum, and we're glad you're back, guys. Couch Potato, register on the site, check out your forum. It's all good, guys. All good. We're down in a few minutes. Don't know if the Couch Potato is actually going to be having a program right after us. We're going to be asking him shortly. I know he is doing the football game tonight, and since I have nothing else better to do, chances are I'm going to be there as well. This game is going to be on the road. I don't know where it's going to be. I'm going to bring on the Couch Potato right now, see if he actually can talk, and I'll give him another five-second window. Wake up, Couch Potato.
I'm here. How are you?
Okay, you're in. What's up, Sonny?
Good morning. I had the microphone on my head. Sorry about that. Good morning, gentlemen. Everybody is done and got their business, and I am here. So how are you?
We're doing quite well there, Couch Potato. I'm glad you're on with us. What's going to happen? Are you going to be following us, or are you going to be doing something later? And tell us.
Actually, it's still up in the air as far as calling the game tonight. So I'm going to leave the time open. And I got to go get my son from the airport here in about an hour. So. I'm going to bail on today's show, but we'll still be doing tomorrow morning, Sunday morning roundtable.
So cool. You're picking up the mini Couch Potato.
The mini Couch Potato.
Yeah, well, he's really mini compared to me. Yeah, he's going to, he's coming here to do some photography that he does, and then he's got to go back out of town, so I'm going to go grab him and pick him up. And he's usually my photographer when I do my articles and stuff like that, but he actually has some business that he's going to do see if he can pick up some employment with some of his work. So that's where we're at.
Sounds good. Well,
so if he's the couch, does that make his son the love seat?
He's the chase. He's that skinny sofa.
Okay, that was real good. So, Cockerton, just remember, if you can't do the program tonight, I can screw up everything for you, so you can always give me the reins.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be there yet. I'm still trying to get that figured out, but I'll let you know.
Sounds good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Couch Potato, as you know, we form the four-hour block of sports here on Blog Talk Radio. It just doesn't get much better than that.
Welcome to the chat room,
BearFan92. Let's see. Okay, register on what site? You guys talked about the super fast. You mean ndbmedia.com? No, Matt. I mean ndbmedia.net.
Yeah, .com doesn't exist anymore.
Well, actually, they still have.
Well, it's there, but, you know,
yeah. ndbmedia.net. So check it out. We've got a full chat room. We've got Almighty Sports Show. I got them all. Almighty Sports Show, Bear Fan, Coffee, Laker Fan, Matt Alvarez, Rob the Many, and the Couch Potato.
And you had Tim.
And we had Tim earlier. So, guys, please,
register on the website. Carry on the sports conversation. Go over to community.ndbmedia.net. Check out the website. All of our programs are listed. Even Couch Potatoes, the fantasy one.
Now, what do I got to do to register? What are you talking about? I've seen the website, but do I got to do something?
Yeah, there's a community forum where we have all of our little BBS stuff. You know,
BBS
stuff.
All right, very well. I didn't necessarily know that. Quiet, Max. We're outside. So, anyway,
you know,
sorry about that.
You know what? That's Max. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the image that has now been confirmed of Couch Potato. You all know him. Couch Potato is a big, hulking man. He is the emperor of the great nation of Texas where everything is bigger. But listen.
He is the emperor of his palatial estate.
Oh, that's right. He is the emperor of his palatial estate. But did you hear that little pussy dog in the background?
It sounded
like a chihuahua.
Well, no, no. He is
a
actual. He's actually a snoodle, and that is a poodle and a schnauzer mix. And
so it's a pussy dog.
No, he's not a pussy dog. He is a medical dog, actually. He is a medical trained dog for my daughter's asthma and my wife's heart. So he's actually been he's a medical dog. He's a trained medical dog that recognizes symptoms and he's always wanting to lay on your lap because he always wants to listen for your heart and stuff. So he's actually a very sophisticated, I guess, pussy dog, as you would say.
Yeah, you know, I can see the part about laying in your lap. I mean, Roger likes to try and do that all the time, too, but I won't let him. So I understand that part.
But, no, he's actually a medical dog. He's highly intelligent, which is he's probably even smarter than I am. So he's a pretty good addition to the household.
All right, asshole. Stop it.
Roger's trying to lay on my lap. So what did you think about Pujols playing third base?
Who cares? You know, he's a good baseball player, but man, I'm sick of it. He's in a slump, or now he's getting out of it. Who cares? He is who he is. He's not a bad player at all. So I mean, I don't understand why everybody's losing so much. You know, wants to. I know he's a good baseball player. I get it and I know it, but I just don't think he's that anything that to write home about. Well, maybe 2 years ago, I thought this guy was hot and heavy, and I just when they signed him over there, and kept, you know, as far as the Angels were concerned, I just didn't think it was a great move for that kind of money for that guy for as long as they were.
Yeah.
Now, the Cardinals, on the other hand, you know, they need that guy. He was like the cornerstone of their franchise. So I thought maybe if they were going to spend some money, they should have done it, the Cardinals. But, you know, I don't like the guy, but I'm sick of hearing about him.
Yeah, I agree. Well, here's one, though, that we will talk about, a guy that pretty much all of us don't like. Mr. Curt Schilling.
Yay!
Didn't happen to the nicer guy.
Yeah. Rhode Island is trying to determine how much it might lose in a $75 million loan guarantee.
All of it!
That former Curt Schilling video gaming company, as the firm filed for bankruptcy this week. I believe they filed on Wednesday. The state believes that it will be the first in line of its creditors of 38 Studios, which is Curt Schilling's company, but it does not know how much of the investment it might recoup.
None!
The firm filed for bankruptcy in Delaware on Thursday. Excuse me, it was Thursday. 38 Studios moved, of course, from Providence to Providence from Massachusetts in 2010 after the state gave it a $75 million loan guarantee. His former employees are owed millions, and several homes who were never sold under a relocation program appear to be on the hook for those mortgages.
Okay, all right. That's true, Big Dog, but they were stupid, the employees on that one, because they're their property.
Well, yeah, but
you
evidently
should have followed up.
But evidently there's some loan program that they did it with, a relocation program. Probably that Curt Schilling's company said, move over here, and if your house doesn't sell, we'll buy it from you after 2 years or something like that. I've heard of that, that some companies do that. But of course, if the company doesn't exist anymore, there's nothing, there's no one to buy it. So, I mean, he's really getting, the federal government's really coming after him big time. So we may see him, you know, next to Barry and a couple of those others. Of course, Barry is innocent, you know, supposedly.
No way, Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
No, Barry Bonds is a convicted criminal. But for, he lied, yeah. So it's done. It's done. Wait.
Yes, he's a convicted criminal for lying, but I mean, really, come on now. I really have a hard time with the Barry Bonds thing as well. I mean, how much money was wasted by the federal government to call him in front of Congress and everything? All that was a great big waste of money. And maybe you can help me. There's a scorekeeper. You seem to be on top of this. Why is the federal government getting involved with, you know, sports? I mean, isn't there a country to run?
Sonny, here's the thing. First of all, whether they spent it on Barry Bonds or not, it was still going to be theoretically wasted. Everyone just adds up the cost of the Barry Bonds case, but if they weren't going after Barry Bonds, they'd be going after someone else.
Well,
so
yeah,
he gets home
jail or something like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, Sonny, look, I mean, if we have any semblance of law, you have to go after everyone and anyone. And the perception is that these guys get away with everything. And you've got to go after them. But the reality is the law is so murky and so difficult that if you have a good attorney, only chumps get nailed for anything. Yeah, the big dog and I get nailed for everything. We're stupid.
No, we're not stupid. We don't have enough money.
Yeah, we don't have enough money.
To get, you know, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, we can get Johnny Cochran. And Couch Potato, let me tell you, I mean, if we ever get in trouble legally, we're going to go to your palatial estate and ask you for a $3 billion loan.
We're going to
ask for asylum, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to a different country down here, I remember, so you...
Oh, yeah. But by the way, ladies and gentlemen, yes, steroids are illegal. Yes, remember, steroids are illegal. And,
I want to talk to Sonny.
All right.
Hey, Sonny.
Yes.
Now, you say the women there aren't the most beautiful women.
No.
Now, is that
not
just... excuse me. I'm sorry. Is that just Dallas, or is that the entire state of Texas?
Oh, no, that's the whole state of Texas. There's some of the ugliest women in the world live in this town. And Lord forbid you catch them. If you've ever watched, they got some reality show about Texas here.
Uh-huh.
On one of these shows, okay? And it was about maybe 2 weeks ago, they actually had pictures of these people who starred in the show without makeup. Oh, my God, hideous. Hideous. I don't even know how you spell it, but my gosh, it was bad.
You spell it ugly.
Ugly. She put the ug in ugly.
No, the reason why I was asking you that, whether it was the state or just the city of Dallas, is because Charles Barkley, I don't know if you heard him, during the Oklahoma City Thunder's first finals, he talked about the women of San Antonio so bad that they were ugly and out of shape and fat and so on and so forth. He just went after San Antonio's women to no end, and I was just wondering if you had heard that.
I heard it, and I couldn't have agreed with him more, because he's actually, you know, he played a lot of years in Phoenix, and on the other side of that, which I agree with, he says some of the most beautiful women in the world are in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's right. You know, you got California girls. That's just the way it is there. But when you go to Arizona, when you move away from the beaches and move into the desert, you know, you expect to see ugly. But in Phoenix, there's some beautiful women there, even without the makeup. But, man, in Texas, oh, my word. And it's usually because they go to Walmart without their teeth, and, you know, you can really get a good look at them.
Yeah, I have that part on my Facebook, the pictures of Walmart, or the faces of Walmart. The thing is a lot.
And I bet you most of them are taken down here in Texas at the Texas Walmarts.
A lot of them are in Texas and the southern states, South Carolina, you know, Kentucky, Alabama.
Yep. good,
yeah.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, but they're all ugly here. And actually, yeah, speaking, I heard that race car, they're having a race down here. I think there's a race this weekend here in Texas.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, he's going to check right now.
Breaking news, by the way.
Breaking news, Maria Sharapova?
Yeah, that's right. My gal Maria Sharapova just beat Sarah Iriani in straight sets to win the French Open to complete her first ever career Grand Slam. That was the only one she needed.
And Coffee, as far as you talking about the women being fake here in Southern California, yeah, right.
Not all of them are.
Not all of them.
I'm not fake.
Ellen, I know. How about your beautiful girlfriend? Is she fake?
Hell no.
That's right. So what's up, Ellen?
Well, you know, he's lucky. I don't know. How did you rope her in? Or what game did you play on her to get her to be with you? That girl's too good looking. It makes me kind of scary. That how'd you get her? What line did you actually use to get her?
I can't put my secrets out on there, you know.
I got it.
Okay. You want to know what it was, ladies and gentlemen? Alan and I have shared so much.
But you know what it is? It's just the hallucinogenics haven't worn off yet.
Oh, the hallucinogenics haven't worn off yet. No, Couch Potato, what it is this guy is such a man that he wore a pink tuxedo to prom night.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, no, yeah, I can't. Is there any way to post the pictures?
Sure. Copy the picture from your Facebook page, your link, and put it in the chat room, and they'll be able to see it. Okay. I can say this honestly and truly. Alan's girl is hot. Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, she's good. I saw the pic on his Facebook and stuff, and he's connected via girlfriend, and I'm like, man, oh, man, he must have really got her drunk one night and told some real good lies.
actually, they've known each other for a long time. And I'm sorry, Alan, what was that?
No, what's Sonny trying to say? I'm kind of offended.
No, that she would believe it. I mean, my goodness, you got a good going on over there.
Right. Yeah, come on, dude. We're only joshing you because she's that hot.
Yeah, she's that hot, and you know, you land that you know, hey, you gotta give them props. You know, we need a prop. We need a prop sound effect.
Yeah, I. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Almighty Sports Show put a great link as to why is the U.S. government involved in baseball. Check it out. It's good stuff. It's obvious. And
Alan says
cool.
It was a hot pink vest and a bow tie.
Oh, it was a hot pink vest and a bow tie. ladies and gentlemen, you see, he's a team player. We're down about a minute and a half. And there she is, the whiny wench. Alan, you got a minute and a half. What did you want to talk about in sports?
Nothing much. I was just wanted to join and, yeah, listen to your guys' shenanigans.
Yes, the shenanigans.
See, now, if we had video here, we could say, you know,
yeah.
You know, Alan's with his girlfriend because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He can't see the gesture I'm making, so.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. We had a lot of fun this morning. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. The whiny wench just told us we're down to 1 minute. We want to thank everyone for joining us, of course. Thank you, guys. It's a lot of fun. Of course, Tim was already in with us earlier. Almighty Sports Show, Bear Fan 92, Coffee 77, Laker Fan, Matt Alvarez, Rob the Mini, and, of course, Couch Potato. And it's a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen.
That's potato to you.
Potato, yes. Now you live in a palatial estate. Now you're changing your accent.
Yeah, now I'm changing my speech, yeah.
You're still from Texas. And
yeah.
We know from an officer and a gentleman what
I know,
is.
I know. Hey, I know.
It's all right, guys. We appreciate it. There may be a game on tonight with the Couch Potatoes channel. If not, that being said, tomorrow on Sunday at 8 a.m., right, Couch Potato?
That is correct. We will be on for that.
All right, guys. That's it. We'll see you guys, and have a great weekend. We are out of here.
Catch the Kings!
Go Kings!